Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Shishi B'Shabbat, Erev Shabbat Kodesh, the sixth day of the week. And in the sixth Aliyah of Parashat Emor, we have 12 psukim. In this Aliyah, like the last two Aliyot, we hear the Torah's listing of Yamim Tovim throughout the year. In this Aliyah, we conclude the list by hearing about Sukkot and by hearing about Shmini Atzeret. Now, the Chag of Shmini Atzeret is commanded in our Aliyah with the following words after the mitzvah of Sukkot. The Torah says in Perek Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Lamed Vav, Bayom Hashmini Mikra Kodesh Yihyeh Lachem, V'hikrevtem Isheh Lashem Atzereti. Kol Melechet Avodah Lo Ta'asu. The eighth day is a holiday, a holy day, and you got to bring a new korban. It's a time of atzeret, of holding back when you may not do work. Shmini Atzeret is often misunderstood. People refer to it often as the last day or the last days of Sukkot. Like, you know, where are you going to be for the last days of Sukkot? Now, on some level, that may be so. It is called, after all, Shmini Atzeret, the eighth day of Atzeret. But the Gemara in Masechet Sukkah, Daf Memchet Amar Aleph, tells us that in reality, it is a completely different Chag. The Gemara there lists six ways in which it is a unique Chag. And the Gemara gives an acronym for those six ways, Pazar Kashav, Pei Zayin Reish, Kuf Shin Bet. Pei Zayin Reish Kuf Shin Bet Pazar Kashav. Pei stands for Pais. Pais means a lottery. There was a lottery every day and every yontif in the Beit HaMikdash for certain avodot in the Mikdash. Well, the Pais, the lottery that was used for Sukkot, did not stay in effect, so to speak, for Shmini Atzeret. You need a whole new Pais for the avodot of Shmini Atzeret. Zayin stands for Zman, the bracha of Shechianu. We make a new Shechianu on Shmini Atzeret. We don't make a new Shechianu on the seventh day of Pesach. We do say Shechianu on Shmini Atzeret. Reish stands for Regel. It's a Regel Bifnei Atzmo. It's its own unique Chag. We're going to come back to that in a moment. Kuf, Pazar Kashav. Kuf stands for Korbanot. The Korbanot on Shmini Atzeret were not the same Korbanot that were brought on Sukkot. Shin stands for Shir, the song that the Levim used to say in the Beit HaMikdash was unique to Shmini Atzeret and was not the same as Sukkot. And Bet stands for Bracha. There was a Bracha, a unique Bracha, that we used to give the king that was unique to Shmini Atzeret. It did not occur on Sukkot. So that's Pazar Kasha, the six ways. Even before we get to Regel Bifnei Atzmo, I said I was going to come back to that in a minute, we do have to ask question number one. If it is a new Chag, then why is it called Shmini Atzeret? It is related to Sukkot, but it is a unique Chag. What does that mean? Question number two, again, comes back to Regel Bifnei Atzmo. What does that mean? Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105 there in the Gemara, says, what does Regel Bifnei Atzmo mean? She'ein Yoshvin Basuka. We don't sit in the sukkah. We did for Sukkot. We don't for Shmini Atzeret. And we have to ask another question now. What does that mean? That's what makes Shmini Atzeret so special. We don't sit in the sukkah on Chanukah either. We don't sit in the sukkah on Purim or on a regular Tuesday. So that's what makes Shmini Atzeret so special. What's going on here? So again, two questions. One is, if Shmini Atzeret is a new Chag, why is it called Shmini Atzeret? And number two, what makes in that Regel Bifnei Atzmo, in that third way, what makes it unique that you don't sit in the sukkah according to Rashi? A beautiful answer is given in the Sefer Moadim B'Halacha. It's written by Rav Shlomo Yosef Zevin. He died in 1978. Tremendous Talmud Chacham, founder and editor of the Encyclopedia Talmudit. He says the following. He says, we learned and grew so much over Sukkot. We learned that and we reminded ourselves and we lived in a way that reminded ourselves that God is in charge of the world. I live in a flimsy place, in a flimsy sukkah. I sleep in a flimsy sukkah, and Hashem reminds me that He's always in charge. I grew so much over sukkahs. Says Rav Zevin, what happens on Shmini Atzeret? Ein Yoshvin Basuka. It's related to sukkahs. But come back into the house. Come back into the house. Sleep in your comfortable bed. Eat in your comfortable dining room. Beautiful. Live under your roof. But don't forget the messages that you learned in the sukkah. Bring the messages into the house. Live your life for the rest of the year and the rest of your life. remembering the messages of Sukkos. Ein yoshvim basukah, that's true, but we bring Sukkos, so to speak, back into the house, living our lives, remembering that we are all reliant on God. Have an amazing day and Shabbat Shalom, everyone.